Hello, my dear. The fact that you're listening to this means that you got my WhatsApp with the audio attached. I hope you've done what I said, and that you're back at the hotel, in bed, naked, and that you found the little package I tucked into your bag. You'll need it very soon. Oh, sweetie, I know you've had a busy, stressful day. The long drive, then all those difficult meetings with annoying people. And those tough, big boy decisions you've had to make. But Mommy's here now. Well, at least Mommy's voice is here. And Mommy's gonna make sure all those stresses and strains just melt away. Because Mommy's gonna help you with something. She is going to help you get a big, stiff erection. Just through her lovely, caring voice and words. And then she's gonna talk to you and coo to you and whisper to you while you touch that stiffy, and you get more and more tingly and excited until, whoops, you do a lovely cum for Mommy. And then you'll be all de-stressed and ready for a good night's sleep. It's the next best thing to Mommy being there with you. So are you ready? Are you ready to have fun? You know, if Mommy was there, she'd be able to get you all ready very quickly, wouldn't she? Yes, she would, because Mommy always knows what makes her good boy stiff. The first thing she'd do would be to get naked, too. You like watching your Mommy get undressed, don't you? You like to see her unbutton her blouse as she leans towards you so you can look into her deep cleavage. And you like to see her busty boobies pop out of her lacy bra. They make you feel all squirmy and nice. They're so big and soft and jiggly. Mommy likes to jiggle her titties and her hands like this for you, doesn't she? She likes to hold them out to you with the nipples peeking from between her fingers. Oh, if only my good boy was here to play with Mommy's yummy knockers. He'd lick them and kiss them. He'd cup them and nuzzle them. He'd have so much fun, that is, you know, would be standing to attention, wouldn't it? And Mommy would certainly let her good boy play that special game he likes so much, where he rubs lotion all over her ripe breasts and then puts his stiffy between them and slips and slides it up and down, while Mommy does special licks and kisses on the end of it. Oh, my sweet. I expect you have a very hard penis now, don't you? I expect he's all nice and erect and ready to play. Will you do something for me? Will you be a dear and have a look in that little package I mentioned? Can you see what's inside? It's a little tube of your favorite lube and your favorite pair of Mommy's panties. She wore them all day yesterday, so I expect they smell very nice. Now, in the next part of our naughty game, you might need these panties. But first, you have to make sure your penis is all nice and slippery and ready, so put on plenty of that lube. Pause the audio if you like. I'll wait. Okay, so we're all ready to begin. Now, if there's one thing Mommy knows about her good boy, is that he loves her bottom. There's really nothing quite as delicious and lovely and naughty as Mommy's big ass, is there? So, if she was there with you, she'd wriggle out of her skirt and do some sexy poses for you. You love it when Mommy does a naughty pose so you can see her big, soft ass, don't you? What if I squatted on the floor and pulled my panties up between my juicy, soft cheeks? Would you like that? Would that make you rub your penis harder? Or what if I got down on my hands and knees with my bottom up in the air? What a cheeky sight that would be. Especially if I slipped my panties down so they were around my knees. Especially if I took them off and handed them to you, so you could sniff them as I posed for you. Do you like that? sniffing mommy's panties while you masturbate to the thought of her showing off her juicy ass for you. Or perhaps you could even masturbate into mommy's panties. I wouldn't mind. That's what I put them in your bag for, after all. If I was there in the hotel, you know what would happen next, don't you? Mommy would get on the bed with you and lie on her tummy. Then she'd put her chin in her hands and pout. Aw, does my little boy want a hump? He does, doesn't he? My good boy wants to play our special naughty game and do his humping on mommy's lovely, soft, bouncy ass. But first, she'd need to check something, wouldn't she? She'd need to check to see if her boy's penis was hard enough for humping. So she'd take her thumb and forefinger and give the head a little squeeze. And then she'd gently rub on that sweet spot below the head. Then she'd work her way along the shaft, feeling the stiffness. Uh-huh, she'd say. Uh-huh, that seems fine. My good boy's penis is definitely ready for humping time, but I need to make sure. So she'd oh so gently put the head of his stiffy in her mouth and gently tease and kiss it, just to see if it was hard enough. And then she'd give a big smile and say, oh, well done. My boy's willy is all ready for humping on his mommy's ass. And then I'd pour some lotion into your hand and get you to rub it all over my bottom and thighs until everything was shiny and slippery, and then I'd invite you on board for humping. You'd have so much fun, wouldn't you? Slipping your hard penis over mommy's soft and wobbly cheeks feels so good, doesn't it? And then mommy would encourage you to push it between her cheeks and rub it up and down that smooth furrow. Humping is such a good game, isn't it? It makes you feel good. Is that making you stroke faster? Thinking about humping with mommy is making you very tingly, I'm sure. But I don't want you to come yet. If I was there, my good boy would need to do one more thing for his mommy. You see, playing humping gets me very excited too, from thinking about how much you'd enjoy my ass, so I'd love to feel that stiffy inside me. Would you do that? If mommy reached around and separated her cheeks like this, then you... Ah, that's it. Put your slippery member inside mommy's pussy. Slip inside mommy so you can make cum in her special place. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so nice for mommy. Does it feel nice for you, too? Imagining your penis inside mommy and your thighs and belly squashed up against her slippery, jiggly ass. Oh, it does, doesn't it? I think it feels too nice. That special feeling is coming, isn't it? My good boy's gonna do... He's gonna come, isn't he? Don't hold back. Let it happen. Let your body tell you what it needs as you think about fucking into mommy's pussy from behind. That's it. That's it. Come. Why don't you come for mommy? Good boy. Oh, good boy. Squirting and spurting into mommy's special place. Oh, good boy. Oh, my dear, I so hope you enjoyed the audio that you came when I said. I can't wait until you're back home and we can play these games for real. Now, you have a lovely sleep, dreaming of mommy's soft, sexy body, and I'll see you soon. Goodbye. Good night, my love.
This is a fantasy audio posted by, for, and about adults. Guys and gals? I doubt gals. Hey, if you're a gal, hit me up in the messages. I'm pretty sure that my content's exclusively for dudes, mostly. I am so horny today. So horny. Like, I mean, I don't know, some days, maybe it's because I had a lot of meetings or high pressure executive stress or whatever you call it. I'm so fucking horny right now. I am currently wearing a metal plug. It's very beautiful. Pink jewel. And also some nice Benoit balls up my pussy. Plug in the ass, Benoit on the pussy. Suggestion by one of you who reached out to me and told me they thought that would be a good idea. So hey, thanks, good suggestion. I never thought to like combine the two of them, but the magnetism, whatever the word is, meaning the two magnets of hobbit. God damn it. Whatever the word is, meaning two pulled magnets coming together. That's what's happening in my bits down here. Okay, so yeah, I'm very distracted because I probably need to come like 6 times tonight. Like, I'm having one of those days where I think it needs to be like a marathon amount of self fucking. So I just want you to hear. Like, my pussy's super, super wet. I've been edging for like the entire day. Oh, I need to come. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but I think it's like I can't tell anyone else because, as you all know, I'm a very respectable woman in this Christian society. Definitely not rubbing my pussy in between meetings. That would be inappropriate, and that's definitely not me. Okay, have a good one, everyone. Bye.